You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Joshua chapter 3, verse 13 to 16. And it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priest who bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, that the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off. The waters that come down from upstream, and they shall stand as a heap. So it was, when the people set out from their camp to cross over Jordan, with the priests bearing the ark of the covenant before the people. And as those who bore the ark came to the Jordan, and the feet of the priest who bore the ark dipped in the edge of the water, for the Jordan overflows all its banks during the whole time of harvest, that the waters which came down from upstream stood still and rose in a heap very far away at Adam, the city that is beside Zaratan. So the waters that went down into the sea of Araba, the salt sea, filled and were cut off, and the people crossed over opposite Jericho. Now, the Lord is showing us how the life of faith works. The priests were the one bearing the ark. And the Lord said, as soon as their feet touch the water, that is when Jordan will part. So if they waited on the other side and they keep hoping the water to go away, it will not go away. Brethren, there are a lot of things on the other side of it. There are things you will never see, you will never understand until you take a step of faith. Peter will never know it was possible to walk on water like Jesus until he himself took that step. All the disciples never knew what it means till today because they never did that. It was Peter who said, "Ask me also to come." There are decisions that you need to take in faith, because God has told you, take this decision. But you are waiting for the coast to be clear. That's not how it works with God. If your leg does not touch Jordan, Jordan will not part. And you know, you need to see this. When they were to cross the Red Sea, there was Moses. He only needed to stretch a rod. When Elisha was to cross, he took the mantle of Elijah and said, "Where is the God of Elijah?" And the sea parted. Here, they needed to step in. All by faith. And you know, you are priests. We are all priests. Every one of us who is now in Christ Jesus, we are now all priests. This is the way of the priest. The children of Israel, they didn't need faith. They just crossed because Moses was the one who stretched his rod. They were under the grace of Moses. Elisha was a one-man show. He was the only one. He could trust God. He could depend on God. And then he crossed. But for the children of Israel, faith has to come in. They now have to learn how to live by faith. And so God was showing us that it was until the priest took a step of faith, that was when the water parted. If the priest stayed and they were hoping for the water to go down, it will never go down. That's how to walk by faith, brethren. Until you take the step, you will not see. I'm telling you, there are so many beautiful things on the other side of it, but we are afraid. Sometimes somebody you should witness to and tell about Jesus. What you are thinking of is, what of if he doesn't listen? What of if he takes offense? What of? And then one day you just decide, I'm going to tell this person about Jesus, only to discover that the person has been waiting to hear about Jesus all this while. There are so many great things on the other side of faith. As God told you to take some starting step, take it. Don't think that the whole thing must be very clear to you. You must see how it's going to work. You must know all the ABC. You must figure everything out. Then you will now be able to take that step. I tell you, it will not come. Many people have remained redundant till today because they failed to take that step. And what is on the other side, you will never see it until you take that step. The ram that Abraham was going to sacrifice, Abraham would not see that ram until he took decision to sacrifice Isaac. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.